or 15 years, we always had homes in front of us, but it has become a huge, huge task now trying to rehome. We're finding now that there's way more donkeys wanting to come in than what goes out. Our rehoming has slowed down. Like, we're living in a different time with the cost of living crisis and everything. Like, owning a donkey, a pony, a horse, it's a large animal. You know, you need disposable income, you need stables, you need land. It's turning to be a huge problem for us. Like, you know, we don't own a lot of land. We only have a set amount of stables, and in 8 weeks' time, I'm not going to be able to stable all the donkeys that I have. Could be a farmer, maybe not that far from us in Rafoe, or maybe a bit further away, that has downsized, might have spare bays in his cattle shed, his sheep shed. You know, he might have a spare bit of land. Like, we'd be open to talking about, would he let us in for free? Could we rent? You know, we would be open to talking to anything. If they would get in contact with us, that would be absolutely wonderful. We would take care of them. We would clean out the shades. We would feed the donkeys. We would do everything. Like, you know, logistics is the problem, Greg. Like, if somebody offers us a shade in Galway or Sligo, it's no good. Like, you know, so we're looking to be as close to here as we can, like, you know, but we're also willing, you know, there might be a farmer out there that has decided he's going to sell his farm. Like, we don't have the finances to buy it, but we might enter into some agreement that we could pay off bit by bit by bit. You know, like, we have to expand, but we've often sat at committee level here and discussed how are we going to do it. Like, you know, there's farms go for sale in Rafoe, but you're talking a quarter of a million, half a million. You know, we just know that that's impossible. Like,